We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, and by AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. This is the Riverwind Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman.
Welcome. Welcome inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, as we get set for Oklahoma and Iowa State on Saturday night. You heard that right, Teddy Lehman. Saturday night, prime time at the Palace as Oklahoma battles the Cyclones. And we kick off the Coach's Corner today talking defense. Calvin Thibodeau, defensive line coach, joins us. Coach, thanks so much. I know it's a busy week. We appreciate you taking time. First and foremost, let's kind of talk about what's been a rather long time, it seems, since the Sooners have been on the field. Just a general thought. Two bye weeks in the season. Challenging? You like it? Kind of how's that played out for you guys?
I think both have been, pretty good timing. The team is pretty healed up, and it's been pretty good. You know, I think they've been in perfect spots, and, you know, I think this one was much needed. I think the team is healthy, and we need to close this thing out the right way.
You're always wondering, you know, how a team bounces back from a loss, and I think leadership's always critical, and I feel like this team's in a good spot. Is that true? You feel like you like the leadership?
Certainly. I think the leadership is as strong as it's ever been on this team, and I have no doubt in my mind that these guys will be prepared to play their best football the rest of the season.
You know, it's been an interesting question that's been bandied about, and I know Coach Riley's been asked it quite a bit, but, you know, there's been times where maybe one thing can go south for this defense, and then it will snowball. That hadn't really been the case this year until Saturday. How do you make sure that doesn't happen again, Coach? What's kind of the focus there?
You go back and you dissect what's on tape and you learn from it. You know, we have our identity and we know who we are, we know who we aren't, and we're going to take the information. There's not going to be any, like, mass, like, changes. You know, we're going to continue to do what we do and be better at it.
I'll admit, watching Kansas State, I love the I formation. It's old school stuff, you know. Yeah. So for me, I was like, it was cool, mm-hmm. you know, calling that football game. And, you know, they had a great game plan. They, you know, blocked up some things differently, had some really cool schemes. But it's kind of a one-off offense, which, you know, for me, I think is a positive. You're going to get right back to what you guys have been doing all season for the most part. And you can kind of put that behind you. Was that a different preparation for them and their offense than what you've seen so far this year a little bit?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, when you look back at the game, you know, we didn't get off the field on third downs. Some plays that we typically make, we didn't make them. And, you know, they wound up capitalizing and we didn't. But, you know, we ain't going to overanalyze, you know, one game. You know, we didn't get the result. We learned from it and we move on.
You know, the thing that stood out to me, and we get a pretty cool perspective on, you know, with our sideline reports, and I get a chance to watch you coach, and I love watching you coach, and I love watching the guys buy in. But there wasn't finger pointing. You know, mm-hmm. There wasn't a situation where anyone ever came back and said, that you screwed that up, right. or what. You guys stayed focused in trying to fix it. I think that says a lot about what you mentioned earlier, the leadership of this team.
It's the leadership not only by the players, but by our defensive coordinator. You know, we were swinging. We were in a battle, and everybody stayed calm. And, you know, you look up, you still, to play the way we played and still have an opportunity late to, you know, pull one off, you know, it just shows that we stayed together, so.
You know, it's getting kind of late in the season right now. You got any young guys hitting the wall? You know, it's been grinding since August, and here we are. It's November, championship November.
Right.
Start to see those tired eyes in there.
You get, you know, a couple of my puppies, you get that look where you – you know, that smile ain't as, you know, big as it was, you know, in August. So you just always, as a coach, you want to have a feel for your group. And, you know, you constantly bringing guys in your office and communicating with them and just, you know, making sure that they're ready to play their best ball as this season wraps up.
Calvin Thibodeau is our guest. We're going to go in-depth on some of his players. We got in layman's terms coming up here in a few moments. And, of course, the Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question for Coach to wrap things up. But one final thought from last Saturday, and I think you hit it on the head. Despite how challenging it was, they still put themselves in position late with two big stops to get the ball back to the offense. Coach, what does that say about this team, to where it had been kind of tough, been a struggle, but yet they still found a way in key moments to kind of bow up, man up, if you will, and get the ball back?
I would just say that, you know, there's a small, you know, window. You know, you have to be executing at a high level, and just being off by a little bit can cause those results. So we can't take anything for granted.
Yeah. Some of your guys, you know, whether it's Neville having the season he's having, some of the younger guys, Stripling, that have filled in. What's the key for them right now? I mean, I know we're getting deep in the season, but what's the next step for those guys to up the production level?
Just, I mean, we talk about just having an impact, you know, just, you know, when we look back at the game, whether it's in the run game or in the pass game, hitting a quarterback or, you know, making, you know, him throw passes he don't want to throw, or, you know, making running backs cut in the backfield, you know, being disruptive. And then I thought, you know, when you look at the last game, we didn't have that type of impact. And when you don't have that impact up front, you run into some of those results. So just always having an impact on the game, you know, knowing that, hey, those four guys up front, you know, they caused an impact. We made an offense do something that they really didn't want to do.
How key then is that defensive front and what Coach Grinch told us a couple of weeks ago, stopping a play before it starts? Mm-hmm. You know, basically that's all about the push from your guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gives us the freedom in this defense to get vertical. You know, we're not playing in the blocks. That's kind of a sin, you know, to be stuck on a block, you know, to get vertical, attack gaps, and, you know, live in the backfield. You hear him say it constantly. So to have the opportunity to do that, we have to take advantage of it. So it's been something the kids have really gravitated to, and it's been awesome for us. So.
Just watching some of those highlights there, Ronnie Perkins, you know, even though it was a game where defensively maybe you guys didn't make all the plays that you want to, look like he's making some good plays up there.
Yeah.
In the backfield, you know, putting some pressure on the quarterback, falling off, making some good plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a guy that's got all the tools, was a little bit raw, but are you starting to see that it's starting to click a little bit?
Yeah,
with him?
I laugh when you call him raw. You know, he started five games last year. He started every game this year. I told him that you said he was raw. He was pissed about that.
I was raw until I was a senior, man. That's just how it is.
He's been playing. You know, I'm proud of him. He's tough. He's physical. He gets off blocks. And I've been happy with him. So,
I want to talk more about Ronnie next segment, because I love his leadership that he's developed. He's not afraid to stand up and say anything. He's a fiery guy. Great interview. But we're going to focus on the big dog inside as we go in layman's terms, presented by Orthodontics exclusively. Teddy?
Yeah, Neville, you know, this is a critical moment in the game. We've got, you know, it's really closing down here. We're down. We got to get stops, get our offense the ball back. And they got a third and three here. Fights off a block. And, you know, sometimes you're not there in that initial wave, and you got to kind of stay alive and find the football. And I thought that was a good job here by Neville. I think it's funny. He grabs him like a little kid and just like, whoop, no, I don't think so. Take a seat.
Right. And it was just, man, I mean, if he don't make that play, we don't even have an opportunity to make the run. But it was just him, you know, not just running the call, you know, hey, getting off a block and trying to find the football. And, you know, we needed more of that, obviously, you know, last Saturday. But
I mean, he said your will back there. I'd like to see that will come a little tighter off that pirate. But, man, it's nice spinning out. At some point, you got to, you know, you've done your job. Now let's rally and play the football.
Absolutely. Strain to the football. Find the football. That's what you're out there for, to get to the football. So.
And, by the way, as you mentioned, pretty solid tackle, too. Sure tackle. He wasn't getting away from Neville Gallimore on that.
That's what it looks like when I try and grab my five-year-old, trying to get him in the bath or something. Just toss him around.
Well, it worked out well in that instance. Sooners rallied, came up just short. I want to talk more about Ronnie Perkins and more about Neville Gallimore when we come back. Calvin Thibodeau is inside the Coach's Corner with us, presented by Riverwind. Stick around.
Thank you to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Medicine, Anheuser-Busch, and OU Extended Campus. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, Coca-Cola, and OU Medicine.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What's up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan. Two shows Friday, November 15th, 7 and 10 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. George writes,
"Who knew grilled chicken nuggets could taste this good? Well done, Chick-fil-A. Wow."
George, you're making us blush. What can we say? Maybe it's the lemon herb marinade or that backyard flavor we try so hard to get just right.
It's like me grilling at home. It tastes very similar to that, except the seasoning. I probably can't season it as well as Chick-fil-A does.
Thanks, George. You're too kind. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs, and through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS, and we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Echo Energy is Oklahoma's fastest growing, privately held oil and gas company. Founded in 2010, we work to reinvent the industry, redefine boundaries, and reinvigorate the energy landscape. Most importantly, Echo believes that investing in our landowners and communities is the best investment of all. Visit EchoEnergy.com to become a partner today. Echo, inspiring energy.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by Academy, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Riverwind, still the one. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
Final segment here with Calvin Thibodeau. Dennis Simmons coming up next to talk a little Sooner offense and those outside receivers. But Coach, obviously, as we get set for Iowa State, I wanted to carry over one thing from our last segment. Actually, two, because I didn't want to talk more about Ronnie Perkins. But first, Neville Gallimore. And, you know, last time we were in here with you, we talked about him being a captain this year, and a new role for him, kind of being a leader. And as a captain, you know, you talk after games, and you're constantly someone who is counted on. How have you seen him continue to grow in that role of being a leader and a more vocal guy?
You just tell he's comfortable. You know, he's earned the respect of his teammates, and that's pretty much everything. When you've worked your butt off and put in the work, and the players around you see that, and then, you know, on game day, you're able to have some production. You know, it's easy buy-in from your teammates. So it's not a role that he's had to really work at. It's just kind of come natural. And to see him grow from freshman to now, it's a beautiful thing to see.
What's the ceiling for him? And I know it's hard to get into that, but, I mean, he's got it all, right?
Super high, man. He's, you know, I just think his best football is still ahead of him. He's still learning. I mean, he's still – Wrong. Tons of still, yeah. No, for real. I can say that. With him, man, he's got a tons of ability, and his best football is in front of him.
Yep.
And then Ronnie Perkins, just to carry over one final thought on the 314 product, St. Louis area kid. I look forward to talking to Ronnie. He's one of those guys that I hope is making big plays because he's such a sharp, fun kid.
Oh, yeah.
Where have you seen his biggest growth since he stepped on campus last year?
Just in how he prepares. You know, he was one of those guys that kind of, you know, took practice for granted. And you know, you get to the game and he kind of hits the switch. Well, you know, you can't – the great ones, you know, they prepare. They take pride in how they prepare. And he's grown from that standpoint. And, you know, just his mentality is different. He's a tough kid mentally. I mean, he's, you know, to come in as a freshman and contribute. And, you know, he's been awesome. I just think his mentality is different.
How about Iowa State, you know, coming to town? We know this football team is a tough group under Campbell. They've done some really good things. They got a quarterback that's playing well. I know he's coming off a high turnover game, but for the most part, takes care of the ball, spreads it around. They've got a pretty good system.
Oh, yeah. Very well coached. You're going to have to beat them. They're not going to give you a game. You know, I think in their three losses, I think they've combined of, 10 points total. So, you know, well coached. Guys make plays. The quarterback's a stud. And they got guys on the perimeter they can get the ball to. So, they do a great job year in and year out. So, you know, we just need to make sure that they see our A game.
By the way, we're watching highlights. Brock Purdy, who, he's made his impact felt in this conference, but this is the first time I think we're going to see him.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So what kind of stands out? A mobile guy that if things break down, he can move around in the pocket well. Really good arm. What's kind of caught your eye with the sophomore quarterback?
Just, you know, his poise. He's big. He's athletic. He's strong. And, you know, he can make all the throws. So, you know, he's a stud for him.
He's got some edge to him, too. Competitive kid. What I think is interesting is, you know, after last year, they lose Montgomery, they lose some of their skill guys, and it's kind of happened the last couple of years, and it's like, well, they're not going to be able to replace that. Not really been the case. Purdy's leading the conference in passing, or at least he was before this past week, and they've got running backs that have stepped in. I would say that maybe their offense is having their best year yet.
No doubt, and that starts with their head coach, their leader. He does a phenomenal job. You know, there's the way these guys are prepared week in and week out. You know, it shows. And like I said, it's a well-coached football team, and you know the players are making the plays, and you know, you can tell there's buy-in to what the head coach is selling.
And you mentioned the running back position. Good news, David Montgomery is gone. They're getting smart. The Bears are finally giving him the football. But Breece Hall, he didn't play the first couple of games, or at least didn't see a lot of carries, but it seems like he's filled that void really nicely.
He's a talented true freshman tailback. I remember I was recruiting Marcus Hicks. They were teammates in high school, so I got a chance to see him play live. He has some talent, and they got several other backs that can do some things. So we're gonna have to play our game. You know, simple as that.
College football playoff rankings were announced, and I know that you guys don't care anything about that, but the players see that. They see it on Twitter. They see it on Instagram. You know, their friends around campus are asking them about it. How do you keep guys focused? You know, one game at a time, you just win the one in front of you, and by the end of it, you'll be in a good position?
I think it starts with our leadership and Coach Riley. I think the most important message that they hear is between those walls. And it starts with our leader, Coach Riley. And, you know, his message to those guys is critical. That's the one that's the most important, not, you know, what they see or what they – it's what's being said by our leader, and we know what that message is inside our building, and we got to stick to that one.
Coach Riley said something interesting in his coach's show, too, on Tuesday night, where the players got to take responsibility for that as well, too. And I think Ronnie Perkins told the story that the players got together, you know, when they got back from Manhattan, and Jalen led a players-only meeting. As two guys that have lived this wearing the crimson and cream on the field, Calvin, what did that say to you whenever you saw, all right, these guys are getting together and taking this responsibility?
That's awesome. That's one part of it, you know, talking and getting together is good, but it's about action. You know, it's about results, you know. Got to produce, you know. It's great you talk, but it's about production, you know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times, you don't want to call it a wake-up call, but you play your best football whenever you know you have to, kind of backs against the wall a little bit, and you got to come out swinging, come out fighting, and I know that's probably what you guys expect. And probably what you forced over the bye week, those practices can be a little tough.
No doubt, you know. You know, we got after it pretty good, and the guys are still fresh and ready to rock. You know, we ready to get this taste out of our mouths.
It's kind of wild, and Coach Grinch talked about this, you know, going a handful of games without a turnover. So unique for him as a defensive coordinator. I know that's the foundation of this defense right now. But there's been opportunities, and that's the wild thing. So, Coach Tibbs, as you guys have prepared, and I know that focus is on takeaways and getting the ball back, but how have you seen ways in which this team can improve in trying to force takeaways and trying to get that ball back?
Well, you know, we got to make plays. You know, when those opportunities present themselves, we got to make the play, you know, bottom line. And then, you know, always they're strained to the football. You know, when you watch that tape and you watching that wide copy and you see yourself, or, you know, we hold guys accountable. Are you giving everything you got to get to that ball? And, you know, you've seen that on film time and time again. Well, it got to be a constant. It has to be who we are. And that's when the turnovers happen. You know, guys that are flying to the ball, you run into the fumble recoveries and the interceptions and et cetera.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. You could be the sixth guy to the football. Mm. And if you're not running, the ball pops out. That's whenever a wide receiver or someone jumps in front of you.
Absolutely.
So you sprint. Even though you may not make the play, you never know what the ball's going to do down the stretch. And I know this is about the time in the season where you get tired of running to the ball in practice, you know.
Right.
And it's you just got to continue to force it because, as you said earlier, you cannot flip the switch. You know, you can think you can all you want, but if you don't train and practice that way, it's not going to happen in the game. You're going to catch yourself letting up.
Right. I still remember, you know, my playing days, you would look at the first 2-3 games and you're like, God dang, we flying to the ball.
Spring ball, man.
You look at 9-10 and you're like,
15 practices in spring ball, you guys are really flying.
Right. So it's, you know, it's a challenge to us that we look forward to handling, you know.
All right, final question, Coach, and we'll get you out of here. Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question, and I think this is focusing on youth. Coach, who are some of the young guys that have caught your eye this year on that defensive line? And, you know, in Coach Ruff's room, we've had a count on young guys, but how about on that defensive line?
I really like the skill set of Marcus Scriplin. I really think he's going to be a talented player for us. You know, Corey Roberson, I think, we're going to be in good hands with those two. Jordan Kelly's been banged up, but I do think he'll be a guy that at some point will have a big role for us. So those three guys that just jump off to me off the top of my head. So
I think the Marcus Stripling stat that's my favorite is the Texas game, what, 3-4 snaps and a sack?
Yeah, the bullets was flying. I'm looking at my puppy in the eye, and I'm like, and I found an opportunity to get him out there, and he makes a sack, and he's looking at me on the sideline like, I told you. Like, so
25%, that's a good average.
No doubt. He went from 4 snaps to, like, 20 plus, I think, the next one. So,
that's awesome. Hey, good luck this week, Coach, and thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Calvin Thibodeau. We'll take a timeout and come back and talk offense with Dennis Simmons next in the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner is presented by Riverwind. Still the one. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. OU's 2019 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
Gary Allen, live in concert.
So I'm just sitting out here.
New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Time to order dinner. I should see what the kids want, too. Ordering Whataburger online. What you want? Double meat with cheese. Cool. With grilled jalapenos. Okay, and lots of add-ons from everyone. Oh, my goodness. Good thing you can order online and save favorites for next time. Good thing there's Whataburger.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Cruisin Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month. Cruisin provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red Poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
This segment's presented by Community Coffee. Family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes.
Thanks to Coach Tibbs. Let's talk Sooner offense. Dennis Simmons is in the house, Sooner outside receivers coach. Thanks for taking your time, Coach. We know it's busy. Busy bye week for all the coaches because you had a chance to get out and kind of hit the recruiting trail. I know we can't talk individuals or anything of that nature, but it's always good to kind of check in on the next wave of Sooners, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you get your hotel points and your frequent flyer miles in. Especially the way we do it, you know, everybody's trying to get out and see their guys at their, you know, prospective positions. So, I mean, it calls for a hefty amount of travel.
You know, last night or Tuesday night in the Lincoln Riley show, we talked about how things are a little bit different this year because of the second bye week, right? Has that changed much for you? Has it been a little bit of a challenge on the recruiting side of things with that?
No, it's actually, it helped because it gives you an extra opportunity to get out.
That's good.
Normally during this time, you're trying to do it, you know, maybe on a Thursday night and you're playing on Saturday or on a Friday night right before the game.
How have you guys bounced back? You know, it's tough. You take the first loss of the season. You've got a bye week, which, you know, I never know if that's a good thing or a bad thing if you want to get right back out there or kind of regroup. But how do you think the mentality is in your room right now?
I think we practice well. Obviously, we would love to have gotten back out there as soon as possible. But, you know, the way the schedule fell, that didn't happen. So, I mean, we put ourselves in that position. Or as my mom used to say, we made that bed, so it was up to us to lay in it.
By the way, speaking of helping to maybe turn the bed back a little bit, would that analogy work? How about that play by CeeDee Lamb? I mean, this, you know, for what was a frustrating game all the way around because you lost, these receivers never quit. You know, Charleston had a tough play where he had a ball bounce off his hands, or his chest, I believe. But then he came back and made an incredible leaping catch. CD, you know, receivers want the football. So you know it's got to be challenging for him. And then when he gets the opportunity, he takes it 70 to the house. So there were some big, big plays by those guys.
Well, I mean, I think that's just a credit to our players and our team in general. I mean, at no point did we ever think that, you know, you're truly out of this game. So, I mean, you know, obviously it would have been interesting to see had we got the onside kick what we could have done. You know, that wasn't the call. So, I mean, you know, we had to do what we had to do. But, yeah, anytime we can get the ball in our hands, you know, our goal is to maximize what we do afterwards and make plays.
This kid's unbelievable. CD is just fantastic. And here you see some short stuff and, you know, Plank referenced that the long touchdown, he just catches it right there at the line of scrimmage, makes some guys miss. And I think it's great because a lot of times your outside guys are deep threats and you got to cover them downfield, but the attention he draws on the short stuff makes it to where you can do like the double pass where he, like, I've never seen it before, but a tunnel screen that's a flea flicker. So, man, he opens up a lot of different avenues for you guys.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the one thing that we're preaching in our room, not just with him, but with all of our receivers, you know, is if you maximize your yards after the catch, I mean, that's going to make you and showcase your talent and expose you. And, you know, he's been able to do it. You saw it a lot with Marquise last year. You saw it with DD the year before.
I like his attitude, man. You see the numbers here. He's third all time. He'll probably catch Mark Clayton before all is said and done. And again, he's junior, so he's got an opportunity. As time will tell. Potentially catch Ryan Broyles as well, too. But what I've noticed, Coach, and you see it much more than we do, is the kid really seems to love football. I mean, it really seems to be something that he wants the football. He wants to be in those big moments.
No, I mean, every, you know, knock on wood, every game that we played, you know, the stage hadn't been too big for him. So, I mean, that was a credit to him coming in as a true freshman and being able to contribute and play then. So, I mean, you know, we try to get it to him as much as possible. The defense tries to create creative ways to prevent us from getting to him with, you know, double and triple coverage. But, you know, somehow when he does touch it, he manages to make us look good and make them look bad.
And those coverages do afford guys like Rambo some opportunities. You know, if you know, CD's pulling safeties over there. You've got some one-on-ones and chances to win.
And he's benefited a lot for that fact as well. And, you know, we've had a couple of games where, you know, there have been guys that have rolled coverage to him because he started off the season pretty hot.
How has CD, and I think we'd asked that question about Charleston too, but, again, team guy, loves football, but every wide receiver wants the ball. So how's he handle that in situations to where they're doing things they can to make sure coverage-wise that they're rolling it to him? And, I mean, he's dealt with that before, I think, throughout a majority of his career, but how does he handle that emotionally? How does he handle that from a just to making sure he keeps his mind right perspective?
Well, in his mind, he's always open, whether it's two people on him, three people on him, regardless, he's always open. But he does understand, you know, he's a team guy, and he understands, you know what, if this is being rolled my direction, then, you know, like you said, Teddy, somewhere somebody's got single coverage or somewhere there's a hole in the zone. So as long, you know, he wants the ball, but if it's completed, you know, he's like, all right, let's line up and play the next play.
In this occasion, I think I agree with CD that he's always open. I mean, throw it up. Let's see what happens. He's that good of a player. But
you sound like him on the sideline.
Just throw it. I'll make myself open if I'm not. Just the pass offense just in general with Jalen and how he's progressed, I feel like, you know, even though he was a really good quarterback whenever he showed up here, I think from day one to where he is now is – been constant improvement.
Yeah, I mean, that's a credit to Lincoln. I mean, he's – and a credit to Jalen, too. I mean, that kid got in, and within a semester, within, you know, 3.5 weeks before spring ball, pretty much mastered and, you know, tried to cram all of the offense where, you know, quarterbacks that we've had in the past have had a season or had, you know, a year or so to do that. So, I mean, that's a credit to both him and Coach Riley.
Yeah, watching some of the highlights here, and the one thing that I notice is your guys blocking downfield for him. And you've talked about this constantly. I know Coach Gundy have talked, well, in that case, Creed Humphrey's getting out and manhandling somebody. But the importance of your guys and even the freshman Trajan Bridges looking for someone else to hit, how important is that downfield blocking? How important is that as far as the skill set for the guys that you're going to put out there on the field?
Well, they just understand if you don't block, you're not going to play. I mean, it's – you know, it's simply put as that. I mean, we're not going to play selfish football out there, and we're not just going to be one-dimensional players. And, you know, they know that from the day we start recruiting them, and, you know, they take pride in it, and then they buy into it. I mean, in meetings now, I don't really discuss, hey, you missed your block or, you know, you was loafing there, because they get on each other about that.
You know, it's whenever you look at the rushing numbers offensively, you know, everyone's involved in that. You know, and same thing, the passing game, too, but – you know, the difference a lot of times between a 6, 7, 8 yard run and a 20, 30 yard run or a touchdown run is, you know, the convoy blocking down the field.
Yeah.
You talk about it, and from your perspective, it's the expectation level and kind of what you've ingrained in those guys. But when there's accountability in that room and guys are holding each other accountable,
it's powerful. I mean, it's the best tool you could have as a coach.
I mean, and that's just from the guys before them and learning from that. Is that CD setting the tone in that room? Is it Rambo stepping up? I mean, who really sets that tone?
Well, I mean, honestly, that tone, and I can only credit to when I first got here, was probably started by Sterling Shepard and then passed down to DD to Marquise now to CD. And, you know, they understand, you know, that Oklahoma on the front of their jerseys, you know, means a lot. And they understand, you know, we got a standard here and we have a way that we're supposed to look and how we're supposed to do things. And they take pride in that.
All right, we're going to focus on the opponent coming up next, Iowa State, and obviously some young guys that we'll talk about as well, too, in Coach Simmons' room. But orthodontics exclusively makes it possible to go in layman's terms. And Teddy, you would think we would want to talk about the 70-yard touchdown pass, but we've talked about it a lot. Something else caught your eye, didn't it?
Well, I thought this play was interesting, and it's kind of cool, you know, and we talk about receivers saying I'm always open, and, you know, here's a route with Rambo. He's lined up right there in the middle, and it's one of these things. And Brett Favre used to say, if it's man-to-man coverage, I'm going to throw it at the back of his head and let you go make a play. That's kind of what this is here, you know, just kind of throws it up. He's got safeties, you know, splitting the field, and he throws it right down the middle and trust a guy to go up and make a play. I mean, those are matchup plays, and you've got matchups all over the field, and Jalen liked this one.
Yeah, and, you know, he had actually a couple of guys open. You can see the dig was coming in behind him at about 15. But, no, you know, We practice on deep balls, and the ball's in the air is our job to make the throw right, and Ram did a great job at that, going up and adjusting on that back shoulder throw.
And it was after a tough play for him, too. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, a situation to where Nick Basquin on a trick play had kind of thrown across his body, so a little bit of an odd angle, but Rambo doesn't go over there and hang his head. I did think he tried to throw his gloves away, though. I think that was one thing. But he put it back on and went out there. And that shows you just that mentality of you're not going to let a play beat you twice.
Well, the first play, I mean, is just, hey, you got to trust your hands.
Right.
You know, that was, had he caught that ball with his hands, I mean, it probably would have looked like the play from the UCLA game earlier when Jalen scrambled and threw it to him and he scored. And he understood that. He knew that. And, I mean, it wasn't really much more of a discussion to have. Look, man, you're here because you got great hands. Use them. And, you know, obviously he went back and was reminded of that and used it on the next play.
Didn't let his head hang too terribly long on that one at all. Dennis Simmons, we got one more segment left with the outside receivers coach for the Sooners. Let's talk Iowa State's defense next inside the Coach's Corner.
Jim Gaffigan, Secrets and Pies Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What came up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan. Two shows Friday, November 15th, 7 and 10 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home, Homeland.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Meredith writes,
"Am I the only person who didn't know Chick-fil-A had mac and cheese? Holy game changer."
The secret's out now, Meredith. Is there anything you think the world should know about our mac and cheese?
What I really like about the mac and cheese is the oven-toasted, golden brown, cheesy top layer. It's savory, and it makes you feel really good.
That does sound amazing. Thanks, Meredith. Try the mac and cheese yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Third down and inches. The pass. He's in the end zone. And what's this? There's a giant tent in the end zone placed there by Mary Ann's Reynolds for special events. I can't tell if he's caught the ball or not. It is a nice-looking tent, though. From here in the booth, I can see tables, chairs, tablecloths. I suppose all those things are available at Mary Ann's, too. Well, there's some activity now. It looks like the pass receiver is marrying one of the cheerleaders. The referee is officiating. Isn't that something?
Mary Ann's wrote the rules on outdoor events. Mary Ann's Rentals for Special Events. 751-3100.
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
By the way, the Sooner Sports Podcast also has this show in audio form. So if you miss anything on the TV side or the radio side, you can go to Soonersports.com/podcast and download everything Coach Simmons and Coach Thibodeau had to say. Let's talk Iowa State, Coach. Big one this weekend. Finally under the lights, though. I mean, a primetime game for the first time in 6 weeks. That's got to be exciting for these guys and for you.
Yeah, it's a little change. It's a nice little wrinkle. You know, to me, I don't really care what time we play. Just want to play. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I think the guys feel the same way. But, I mean, it is, you know, it's nice to be able to play at a different time, you know, especially when you've had four or five of them in a row at the same time. So it's a nice little change of pace.
6 a.m. wake up on a game day can be tough for a young man, but playing under the lights is going to be fun. Iowa State, we've seen this team really solid, especially defensively. They're kind of unique in some of the things they do. How's the preparation for this team?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, obviously you have an idea that they're going to be different. So you manage your time to prepare for them to be different. So, I mean, you know, they're well coached. You know, they're not going to beat themselves. Tackle great in the open field. And, you know, they're a hard-nosed football team. I mean, personality-wise, they kind of remind us of us. So, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, they know that our guys know that, you know, you better be prepared and you better bring your A game.
Now, and again, they're a little bit dinged up. They don't have Jaquan Bailey, their safety. Greg Eisworth, a little bit dinged up as well, too. But you know what you're going to get. And in this conference for years, Iowa State was one of those teams that, you know, you kind of felt pretty good about the chances to go out and roll.
Doormat, just say it, Plank.
I was trying to kind of dance.
But see, honestly, I don't feel like we have those anymore.
I don't either. That's my point. Yeah,
we don't have those teams. I mean, and, you know, they may have some guys that are, you know, that they counted on early in the season that, you know, may not be playing this game. But they played a lot of guys in the secondary this year. So, I mean, we're in game, you know, the eighth game of the season, ninth game of the season. So it's not like guys are young anymore. I mean, they got guys out there that's got game time experience and that's going to be hungry and that's going to want to come in here and play well.
Yeah, and just to follow up on that, you're right. There's no off weeks anyway, but there's not a game that you go into in this conference anymore and you're like, all right, feel really good about this. Now, Oklahoma is always going to be expected to win, as Lincoln Riley talked about. Hey, every time Oklahoma loses, it's a surprise, something Bob Stoops told him. But there's no days off in this conference. And I think that's a credit, Coach, to the coaches and the coaching staffs in this league.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing, too, is, you know, you're playing to Oklahoma, you're going to get a lot different effort than what you see on film because, you know, we're the team that everybody wants to beat. So, I mean, once again, there is no off week.
Ted, you've talked about that a lot.
Absolutely, and I heard Coach Stoops say it a long time ago that we don't see the same Texas that everyone else sees. You know, it doesn't matter what their record is, they're going to look like, you know, an NFL squad that one week, you know. So, yeah, you don't get the same effort you get from everyone else. So you got to be prepared week in, week out. And Iowa State, you know, forget everything else. They're really good. They're sound. They tackle well. You know, the stuff where they rush three and drop eight guys into zone, I think it's a great scheme. You know, you spread the net. You've got help whenever you're trying to make a tackle. It's a little bit different for quarterbacks that probably have to be more patient than they're used to. The timing may be a little bit different. So
they disguise it. They roll late. I mean, they do all of the technical things that you would want a defense to do to give an offense some problems. They're good at it. And, I mean, here's the thing about Iowa State. the games that they lost, you combine all of those games, you're talking about 10 points. So, I mean, they could easily be 8-0 as well. So, I mean, we're playing a good football team. We better be ready.
Yeah, and then, as you mentioned, on the defensive side of the football, it's not necessarily something you never see, but it's unique. And as you said, they execute it well in John Heacock's scheme. And we've seen that firsthand. You know, CD, I think the first year got hurt, didn't get to finish the game. Last year, took a shot on a block. But for the most part, as you said, Coach, they're just very sound, I think is a good way to describe Iowa State defense, right?
Yes.
In everything that they do.
In everything that they do defensively, everything that they do special teams-wise, and, you know, having – had cross opponents, you get a chance to see somewhat of their offense, and you know they're sound in that area as well. So I mean, you're playing a team that's, you know, got some, you know, they lost some pieces last year with the receiver and the running back, but I mean they got some key pieces still returning with their line and their quarterback. So I mean they're a good football team.
Yep, they've the Eisworth kid on the back end safety. He's kind of the glue that holds that whole thing together. He's a great player. Be interesting to see if he plays or not, but great tackler, great blitzer, guy that covers well, kind of the general back there on the back end. So
somehow those dudes always get healthy when it's time to play.
That's right.
So I would count on seeing him out there.
He's sitting there looking at the schedule. He's like, I may be hurt here, but I'll be healthy right there.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, one thing that I wanted to get into, Coach, was Halloween with you here real quick before we got too carried away. So we talked to Iowa State, but one of the coolest things from the bye week were the kids dressing up like dad. So how do you think they did? It's Benny's kids, right? Pretty well done, right?
Yeah.
Not bad. But, you know, as we scroll through a few of these here, that's Benny's daughter and his son. That's almost scary, right?
Yeah.
How much he looks like Coach Odom. Jay Bulwer, okay. All right, nice with the drawn-on goatee. There you go. Yeah. How about my man Kay? You think he's got this figured out or what?
Yeah, and it's the funny thing about that is, like, we, as coaches, we didn't know what was going on. We knew that the kids came up and they were taking pictures. But, like, when I saw that, I mean, a couple of my buddies was like, yeah.
That's pretty good with a little Grinch. And there's the Riley girls. Well done. I will have to admit, though, Will Biedenboe already seems like he has everything Coach B related down there.
I almost saw a little crack of a smile there, though. So I don't know just yet.
But Kane's enjoying it, man. He seems like he's having a blast.
Man, he's loving life. I mean, that dude is in his own element, in his own world right now.
That's awesome.
He got a chance to go to the basketball game last night with a couple of friends of ours, and wow, I mean, he's taking pictures. First of all, they had great seats.
Right.
And then he's taking pictures with the mascot, and I'm like, dang. I can only imagine what he's going to expect when I take him to a basketball game. It's like, wow.
You have to go there and get a couple shots.
I know.
All right, we always wrap things up, and you guys get the final word of the Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question of the day. This is kind of something we really haven't talked about much. You're young guys, and shame on me for not doing so, but how have the young receivers handled the adjustment to big-time football? Of course, Theo Weiss, Trajan Bridges, and obviously Jaden Hazelwood. What have you seen so far?
I mean, Jaden, Jaden's doing well. I mean, they all are doing well. You know, they've all made the transition. You know, coming in spring, I think, helped them. Now the game has kind of slowed down for them a little bit, and, you know, they're able to really get ready to show really Sooner Nation, you know, a lot of what they're capable of doing.
Yeah. Hazelwood looks pretty special, but so does Weiss and so does Bridges. I feel like if I say something good about one, we got to remember the other two have looked really great. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck on Saturday night. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's Dennis Simmons. We'll wrap up the Coach's Corner next, presented by Riverwind.
Gary Allen live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater in Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the service men and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. Good thing there's the new limited-time breakfast burger, served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Straight wins in November for the Sooners since 2000. A couple of Teddy Lehman teams on there. 61-11 in the month of November. Not bad, man.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive stuff. You ready?
I'm ready.
Saturday night, OU Iowa State, 7 o'clock kick. We'll be on the air on the Sooner Radio Network with a 5 p.m. pregame show. All right, Ted, playoff rankings are out. Sooners checked in at number 9. Let's take a look at them. A little bit of a surprise at number 1. A lot of people thought it was going to be LSU, and it was Ohio State. You and I both, during the huddle show last night, kind of thought that we'd see Penn State in the rankings. We did. They were number 4. There's a look at the top 10. Anything really surprised you?
I got no problem with the way it unfolded. I like Penn State being in there. I like Ohio State. You know, they've looked fantastic. LSU obviously has got it rolling right now. Clemson on the outside looking in. No love with 24 straight wins for Clemson, not being in the top four right now, but this thing's going to play itself out. I know Oklahoma's at number 9, Oregon and Utah both ahead of you. I don't think that it's going to be a problem. They may need some help down the stretch, but a lot of it, by the time you know we get there, it's going to have played itself out. If they just keep winning, they're going to have to do that anyways, win out, right? Then yep. It's just you're going to be where you want to be. So I agree with these. I don't have any problems with them. Did you?
No, not at all. The biggest spoiler in this whole thing could be Texas A&M, who has a game left with LSU and Georgia still on their schedule. So not to say that they're going to go win them, but
they're going to have to start playing some better football if they're going to beat either one of those teams. I'll just tell you that right now.
Hey, we don't have much time left, but I want to remind you, primetime, 7 o'clock. Also primetime next week whenever the Sooners travel to Waco to take on Baylor. Ted, quick final thought as we look ahead to Saturday night. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Iowa State, really good football team, both offensively and defensively. Purdy, a great quarterback, can make all the throws. They've got some skilled guys that are doing some good things. And on the defensive side, fantastic. Tackle.
This has been the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.